416, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And a ray of sunshine has entered the studio, ladies and gentlemen. No, not Ann Wogue. No, no, no. She's here all the time. Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor for the opinion pages, has entered the studio. Hi, Emily.
Hi, it's so fun to be in studio.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here today. A couple things. I saw the piece you put up just a little while ago on David Gregory. That's kind of the continuing David, I don't pay attention to gun laws, Gregory.
Yes. Well, I've been investigating this since it happened in December because the police and the Attorney General's office have been so secretive about all of it. They refused to turn over any of their investigation public documents.
Yeah.
How they came to the decision not to prosecute. So I've been FOIAing the police, the Attorney General, the mayor's office, and now then I saw the Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit on behalf of Legal Insurrection because of these documents they have not had turned over by the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I read through the documents, and one of them, the letter from David Gregory's lawyer to the Attorney General asking him to get off, what is on that list? And I thought, I have this. So I called them. I was like, let's look at what we both have and compare and contrast. So they're furious. They're like, you know, why did they give this document to this reporter and not to us? And why we've filed a lawsuit? But there's still a lot of things that are missing that we're not getting out. And so my next part of the series tomorrow or Friday will be on what how the mayor's office responded to these FOIA requests.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bottom line is David Gregory got special treatment. He's this rich anchor. And he got special treatment. He wasn't prosecuted. It doesn't look like there's much investigation. And there's a lot of conflicting information that's coming out. And obviously the police and the prosecutors, in their interest to hide this information from the public, so we can't fully understand why they came to this decision. Other people have been charged with this crime, law-abiding people. And so, you know, why is he getting this special treatment? And until we get to the bottom of it, you know, this is all going to continue.
Mm-hmm. They got to love you. They just have to love you.
Here. It's kind of miraculous.
Here comes the pit bull again.
Honestly, when I walk...
And she's packing.
The first thing that happens now when I walk in the firearms registration office at the police headquarters, mm-hmm. they go, uh-oh, and they call their boss. They do. They call their boss. They won't even talk to me. I'm like...
That's very funny. That's funny. All right. A couple other things I want to talk to you about. Conservatives aren't paranoid. The IRS really is out to get them. That was a great piece. And it's so true. It's true.
I as paranoid as I am and believe the government is out to get me, I was even shocked this turned out to be as pervasive as it was. I mean, they went after so many groups for such a long period of time. And what's so shocking about it is that the IRS at the highest levels have known. I mean, the acting commissioner has known for over a year, and they've testified before Congress there's nothing to it. I mean, the lies, the cover-up.
Yeah.
I mean, and now the investigation, both the House and Senate, will get even deeper. But what is the best part is, of all people, Eric Holder says we need to open up a criminal investigation.
Yeah, really.
That's what he really wants. Eric Holder, who's subpoenaing phone records from the Associated Press to investigate this, you know, IRS scam. I mean, it's – this White House is just buried right now.
Yeah, I know. And Jay Carney, I've resorted to calling him Baghdad Bob only because – you remember that guy. He was standing out in the middle of Iraq when the bombs were dropping. Nothing happening here. You know, and meanwhile, the things are blowing up behind him, you know. Well, I mean, that's sort of like Jay Carney. I just mentioned a few minutes ago, the guy needs a helmet. He's getting bombarded, and he's getting it from the left-wing media. And you know that he's not ready for that.
I
and
know.
The and Obama's got to be going nuts over that right now.
I know. It's why but what's the you know interesting is this White House is not even 6 months into its second term and they are the unethics. I mean they pride themselves on being the administration of ethics and above standards and the highest standards and transparency. And now we've got the top IRS people going after conservative groups to such an extent that they couldn't even get their tax exempt status filed. We've got this Benghazi nightmare that they still haven't come clean on these talking points, who had them, when they have them. Now we've got the Associated Press phones being bugged. I mean, every day it's a major scandal.
Yeah.
And I don't know how Obama thinks he's going to get out of this and start getting back to any kind of legislative agenda.
Yeah. David Axelrod. As soon as I heard the IRS thing, I'm going, it sounds like David Axelrod.
It does sound like him.
Yeah. So this guy, even though he's no longer part of the Obama team, he really is still part of the Obama team. That's the way I think of it. And, of course, now he works for MSNBC.
Right.
You know, so
well, and it's also interesting that these agents that they're blaming everything on in Cincinnati, first of all, Ohio being the swing state that it is, that's very suspicious. There's no way it was only this one small group of non-political people. There's just no way. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll find out the truth, and, you know, I guess we'll get the truth now, even though the Ways and Means Committee, Dave Camp's committee, has investigated for 2 years and can't get the answers. You know, I suppose we'll get it now that it's all blown out, and Eric Holder will be the
Yeah, well, it evidently blew up because of Mark Levin and the Landmark Legal Foundation.
Exactly. They're the ones who finally got the documents.
Yeah, they're the ones. They went around conventional, roadways to get to the Inspector General's office to have someone on the outside look to the inside. I mean, it was really very interesting to see how, you know, see the tact that they took, because it worked. And so people like David Camp have to be thinking, geez, why don't I think of that?
What? Exactly.
Really, you know, I've been fumbling around for 2 years.
And it's sort of, you know, it's becomes like why the power of the media and these groups, we have to be the watchdogs, because, I mean, it's what we were talking about earlier, David Gregory. I mean, I have to FOIA these numbers, and the Judicial Watch and the Legal Insurrection blog have to stay on it, and you have to keep going back, and then they lie, and then they hide things. So, you know, if there is, for I just feel like there is such a reason now for the press, you know, especially in these kinds of things. Benghazi would have been forgotten in 5 minutes if Fox News and some of the and Washington Times and conservative outlets didn't stay on it. You know, there's just, with this administration, they can snowball Congress, but it's these outside groups and media, conservative media, that's staying on them and getting these answers.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also wrote about something else in the past few days, and it caught my eye because it deals with gun control, and that's a big deal with me, obviously, as with you. And you mentioned the fact that these new stats came out showing that gun crimes are down, and the Obama administration is avoiding that like the plague, and so is Mayor Bloomberg.
That's right.
So that's got to be very funny. You know?
It just goes to show their character. They're not interested in less people getting shot. They're not interested in safety. What they're interested in is more control of the federal government. Because the study comes out from the Justice Department, 2 years, looks back at 20 years, and it shows this massive decrease, 40-some% of firearms death by gun, non-fatal, just being shot down like 65%. I mean, these were crazy big numbers. Percent of the population is down, everything. Where is Obama? Like, why isn't he suddenly the gun bill fails in the Senate and he's crying in the Rose Garden with Joe Biden? I mean, that mm-hmm. he's there for. Mike Bloomberg, radio silence. You know, I ask his people, radio silence. Like, they're not happy when things are good because their goal is still to take these guns and have the federal government have more power. So that's continuing. You know, it's interesting. Tomorrow, as gun control advocates, gun control is just, you know, on a they're going crazy. As much as they can get in this year, they're going to do. In D.C. tomorrow, there's a hearing on a bill, which is horrifying to me. It's gotten this far, that will mandate all gun owners carry $250,000 liability insurance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's in committee, usually in the council, means it's going to be passed. I mean, that means I have to. First of all, I have to carry insurance. If somebody steals my gun and kills somebody before I report it to the police, it's my fault. It's on my insurance policy, number one. Number two is there is no liability insurance for criminal acts like this, deliberate acts. Mm-hmm. It doesn't exist. So yeah. They're going to have to invent it. Imagine how much this is going to cost.
Yeah.
I looked up my own renter's insurance to see the comparison. So my renter's insurance is for $300,000 liability, and it costs me $560 a year.
Yeah.
So I'm basically going to – a minimum for gun crime, it's going to imagine what this is going to cost me for a year. It's basically, it makes no one can afford
well, it. Well, I mean, the constitutionality of it is, it's just not there. I don't think they can get away with it.
Well,
I think the first lawsuit will knock that
but
down.
But the problem with D.C. is they do it, and then it's in place for years before it gets through the
before
courts.
Before it gets there, yeah.
Right. So we're going to have to pay it, and it goes into effect 30 days after it goes into effect. You have to have the policy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is, you had mentioned, more and more people getting on board this gun control issue. And I know that earlier this week I had seen the story out of New Jersey with the local lawmakers. Did you see that story where the three lawmakers were talking about
confiscate?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were on a hot mic and they didn't realize
it.
State senators in
New Jersey.
And
so, you know, obviously the left slams the right for saying, we're not going to take away your guns. We have no desire. You know, you're all conspiracy theorists.
Right.
You know, you're paranoid. And what happens? You get three politicians.
This
saying,
is what's really going on behind closed
doors.
Yeah,
of course.
Confiscate, confiscate, confiscate. And that's why when I wrote my IRS piece today, conservatives aren't paranoid, the IRS really is out to get you. I started with the old saying, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're out to get you. You know, and the left is always mocking conservatives with, they say we're black helicopter, tinfoil hat, which was actually a press release from the DNC last week. Tinfoil hat was the subject line. Yeah. This is what they call us. And yet, it's actually, we're not crazy. This is actually true. They really are going after us through the tax system. They really are covering up, you know, not calling something a terrorist crime when it is and kills one of our ambassadors. I mean, this stuff is all really happening.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, by the way, I guess the stats are dropping off when it comes to gun crime because maybe real good Americans are arming themselves.
I mean,
maybe that has something to do with it.
We'll just put it this way. Gun ownership is the highest rates in history.
Yeah, I know.
Carry permits, which I think is 3 million people have them, highest rates in history. Gun crime is at the lowest rates in history. Mm-hmm. And it's over a 20-year period.
Yeah.
So we can also say that maybe people have decided internally not to shoot anyone anymore.
Yeah.
The criminals have better consciences now. I mean, we can associate. But obviously, I think, and I think you're suggesting as well, that if there's more gun ownership, there's a deterrent to the bad guys.
Sure.
So when they say, stick it up, and I pull up my gun, they're going to run, you know?
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, listen, great to have you in here today.
Thank
Please
you.
Come back at any time. You know the door is always open. Actually, it's always closed, but you can, open it. But you can open it, all right, anytime. Thanks, Emily.
All right. Thanks.
Take care. Emily Miller, Washington Times Senior Editor for the Opinion Pages. 427, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.